Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. Bex has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to BexHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs: faith, family, and farming at Bex Hybrids.
Nice to get out yesterday to get a chance to see some of the crops.
Did you?
And Bex was everywhere. Swigert pointed out sometimes, goes, look at that. There's your Bex right there. There's that field right there. That's Bex. Incredible.
And down, then, so you're driving towards Kansas City.
Yeah, and down that way. I mean, now we'll say this. Now, harvest is going down there. They're rolling. But that's quite a difference from northeast Nebraska. You start talking that.
Is that what it is?
Oh, it is. I'm just saying. Bert went over this with us.
I've been told soybeans right now.
Yeah. Soy.
Corn is soon. It's the beans right
beans
now.
Beans are going out, yes.
But, so there was some harvest going on.
There was some harvest going
workers
on.
Workers in the fields.
So, so Bex was doing very well in Missouri.
So you're just pointing at signs that say Bex.
But it's usually in the field, so you know that's their corn. It's their yield.
They identify themselves.
Yes. All seed is identified.
Is it?
Yes. You know, there's no random, like, you're driving by a field, you're rarely, is it like, what kind of is that? No, it's usually identified.
Because it's just a small sign?
There's some bigger signs.
I grew up in Nebraska, but I guess I didn't really.
There's several signs. It's advertising.
Yes.
It's just letting people know.
They're seeing good yield out there. Yep, so they're fired up. And they have a rewards program, which nobody else has. So that's incredible.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Well, on Mondays, we do a segment called Head Scratchers, where Bill tells us a couple things from the weekend that stood out. I did one time because Bill was gone.
I wasn't sure if Jake was going to jump in there.
Nope. Today, Bill, what do you have today in our edition of Head Scratchers?
I love when Jake does the Head Scratchers because his eyes go up to the
it's like, the hash.
Do it one more time. It's
kind of head scratcher.
It's so soft.
I don't know why I do that, but.
There are some great Head Scratchers in this one. Start off with right away, UNLV-KU. UNLV, there were some things. There was one time that eight people on Kansas team could have recovered a fumble and didn't.
Because they didn't jump on it.
It did not just get on the ball. But there was a play before halftime. So I'm texting, Raph is texting me while I'm at a high school game. And he goes, you got to see the play before halftime. So as soon as I got home, I rewound it to watch it. It was remarkable. They're on about the 20-yard line. They have two timeouts.
Which Kansas or UNLV?
UNLV.
Okay.
Clock's running. It's 18-7. And they don't call timeout. They're running all over the place. And the announcer's like, why are they calling timeout? They don't snap the ball till 6 seconds left. It's the last play of the half.
Touchdown.
They bust the covers and throw a touchdown pass. If that doesn't happen and the clock runs out, you would get roasted so bad as a head coach for your clock management. Instead, it was just a touchdown. It was...
Got it over. That was that a safety that ball got over?
I don't know. Yeah, it just got dropped over his head. There was a busted coverage somewhere, but it was... That's big. I mean, Kansas is 1-2, and that and the meat of the schedule's coming.
It is. They play at West Virginia this week. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that qualifies as meat, but it's hard enough. I mean,
yeah.
Lance is 1-2.
Very tough at that. The Georgia-Kentucky game was just a score.
Come on,
Kirby. Just the score. 13-12, but had a chance to win the game.
Yes.
They got beat 31-6 the week before by South Carolina.
Correct.
Kentucky did.
Yep.
And then that was incredible at that. Memphis over Florida State. Marty, let's talk.
Where's
Marty?
Did you hear from Marty this weekend at all?
But he doesn't talk about Florida State. He just talks about Nebraska. I didn't want to ask him.
He scored 12 points against Memphis.
At home.
And I know Memphis is a good team. I get that. But it's still Florida State, Memphis. I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm not. You're not hearing it from me.
Yeah.
They're 0-3.
I saw that they rushed 24 times for 37 yards in the game. 24 times for 37 yards FSU rushed for at home against Memphis.
And I don't know if it's all, and they took two sacks late, but it was remarkable.
Head scratcher.
Oh, the Apple Cup. That was great. I'm going to hit on that a little bit later on, so I'm going to get more into that. But So there's only been two coaches. I don't know if in the history of Washington, I think it's in the history, that have ever lost their first one. And it's Willingham and Jed Fish.
Jed Fish. Washington had won 20 straight regular season games. Streak over.
And it was at Washington.
Yeah.
That was a
at
big
home.
The Pac-12, big win. This one got me. Georgia State beats Vandy. Vandy was 2-0. They had beat Virginia Tech.
Right.
They were 2-0, and Georgia State comes in and beats them.
What's Georgia State? What do they got?
I think they were 0-2.
How's that happen?
Let me check this out.
Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I think they were 0-2. Maybe I'm dead wrong on that, because I thought for sure they had lost. So I want to hear what Georgia State record is, but that was something. Sam Houston State crushes Hawaii.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Sam Houston State.
Vandy was playing at Georgia State, by the way. It was a road game.
They were 1-1.
So they're 2-1.
Why was Vandy playing at Georgia State?
36-32 the score of that game, by the way.
Where is Georgia State?
And I don't know.
What's that? It's in Georgia. I know that, but where?
It's in Atlanta.
Thank you, Joe. Atlanta is correct.
It's in Atlanta. But that, I mean, Vandy, they need to be 3-0 to have a chance to get to a bowl game. Now it's like not so fast.
They lost to Georgia State.
36-32.
That's a head scratcher. I told you. And Sam Houston, you know, just crushing Hawaii, 31-13. This is the one I went double asterisk on.
Okay.
Toledo 41, Mississippi State 17.
Unbelievable. Ooh. Unbelievable.
They went down to an SEC team. And I don't know if it's the first year. It's still the SEC. And the MAC team went down there and just rolled them.
Jeff Lebby.
Just ran them off the field.
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It is. That score is like, whoa.
41-17?
41-17. It was ugly all game.
Wow.
I got to think Toledo must be pretty good.
They are. They're really
good.
They're
a great quarterback last year. Transferred out, so it's a different quarterback than last year. Daquan Finn is out at Baylor, I believe.
Baylor.
And he was excellent at Toledo last year.
Yes, he was.
Not there anymore.
No.
Indiana over UCLA.
Route.
Indiana in a route. 42-13.
Google me.
Had his team ready to play. I watched almost all of that game, flipping back and forth. It was on. I tell you one thing: the Rose Bowl in that game. What a incredible venue! I mean, it looked incredible watching that game. What the grass was like, what it looked like,
beautiful.
What UCLA uniforms looked like,
beautiful.
Oh, it was. And Indiana looked great too.
They had the powder blue on.
They did. Yeah, and it was like I said, I wouldn't put Indiana in this class of like, oh wow, they're like, no, good team, extremely well coached.
Sig.
Yeah. Extremely.
Kurt Cignetti's got it going on.
Kurt Sig walked off the field to chants of Sig.
On the road.
Yes. Yeah. Thoroughly. I mean, it was. They had 430 yards and UCLA had 238. Yeah. They thoroughly dominated the game, Indiana. You watched.
Google me looks like an upset accountant during tax season. It's kind of what he looks like.
During the game?
Yeah. And I love him.
Is he annoyed?
He's always annoyed.
Always looks annoyed.
Always annoyed, which I like about him. But
he's in his 60s, I think.
He had his team, I think like 62 or something, had his team ready to play.
They're good.
Had his team.
That's a great win. So what was the final, 42-13?
42-13. Yeah, never was a game.
Crushed him.
Nope. Never was a game.
How does Curtis Rourke look to you, the quarterback for Indiana?
Solid, well-coached, doesn't make bad mistakes. You know, hit some tough, some nice throws when he had to.
Threw for 307.
Yeah, they're not ridiculous talent. You're not looking at them going like, oh, wow, how do you match up to Indiana? But no, but they're well-coached and they have a good team. And then the UCF comeback against TCU, which I'll hit on in a different segment also. But that was I think they were down 17, I believe. And came back and won
the
game.
Didn't TCU block two kicks or something?
Now you're stealing my thunder from the other side.
My bad.
Yeah, that was
my bad.
Now we're going to touch on that later.
That was a tease.
There's a different lead blown with 17 points in South Carolina, also against LSU. Is that your thunder too, Bill, or not?
I guess you guys just do the show.
I didn't know if that was part of the thing.
That's all right. If you guys want to just keep going.
It's SEC.
You want to just keep going, move ahead.
Bill's Thrills, Sips, and Jake's Thrills.
Yes. Now, don't worry about Bill's Thrills. We're really not doing that today.
We're teasing.
We always know we do football Mondays. And all of a sudden,
it's a tease.
Yeah. We're teasing
it. Yeah.
Tease.
Like you think, Jake, you really think I wouldn't have talked about South Carolina, checking. LSU? There was an epic game of so many
there
things.
There was a head scratcher. It could have been a head scratcher, but it's going to be Bill's Thrills instead. There was a moment that.
Bill, think of it as a tease. It's only what time.
But just think of that. There's so many heads. And there were some I left off. There were some that I'll get in the other section too, but there's like, wow, some of these things that came up that happened. It was just.
They're fun, though.
Yeah. Every week, and it, like I said, it always comes through. College football is the best, and you need to watch it live.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's why. So people on their phones, they want to podcast everything, or they want to watch it whenever they want to watch it. No, not college football, NFL. No, if you want to know what's going on, you better watch it live.
I agree. In this world where the SEC has a bunch of highly ranked teams, it's nice to see a MAC team go and kick their butt once in a while.
And Georgia State,
and Georgia State. That's right. Two nice wins.
It is nice.
Against the SEC.
Those MAC teams are, the talent is pretty good still.
Vandy's thinking they're coming home 3-0. Hey, we just got to get three other wins. All you can do is win six at Vandy.
In trouble.
Yeah. Now you're back to trouble. Because they're scheduled. Now you go, oh, wow. Here we go. And they beat a good Vautech team.
I mean, so they did that.
So it's like, that's what happens sometimes. Boy, if you're asleep at the wheel and like, oh, let's get it going, you can't get it going.
No.
You can't get it going. Very difficult.
There we go. That's head scratch. When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day.
Oh, I like Song of the Day.
It's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.